Bills defense gave up almost 400 yards of offense to Cincinnati in the first three quarters, and Buffalo found itself in a 14-point hole going into the fourth quarter. Then they spent the entire fourth quarter digging out of that hole when the defense finally kicked in.
We definitely put ourselves in a hole, but even then at the end of the game, we still had a chance to win. So I wouldn't say it's discouraging, especially the way we came back.
Well, they caught us on the two screens, you know what I'm saying? And that's just a matter of, you know, hey, you know, good call by them, you know, a defense that, you know, we were playing something different then, you know what I'm saying, to defend other things, and they caught us. And really that's the bottom line in that one.
We went out there, you know, it started out kind of slow. I can say, you know, even though we scored out there on first drive, things like that, but I think we kind of like started out kind of slow, not how we really wanted to. You know, we picked it up as the game went along. You know, we fought very hard, you know, come back into the game. You know, we just got to grab these wins, these close wins that we having. We got to be able to pull these ones out.
I mean, they get paid too, so at the end of the day, they made plays at the beginning of the game where we had to adjust or just, you know what was coming our way when certain formations came.
Finally, in the fourth quarter, the Buffalo defense shows up, forcing four consecutive punts in the fourth quarter, another one in overtime, thanks to a slight adjustment they made in the run defense.
There was something that, you know, we had to make an adjustment on as far as the running attack. They did something a little different than what was expected, I think, on our defensive side. But, you know, we just got to tackle better, for one. Even with that being said, at the end of the day, we got to tackle.
I mean, I think we just executed a little better. You know, we forced them into situations that were in our favor. And I think we just got off the field.
We just decided to go out there and, you know, play our type of football and be gaps down and, you know, played, you know, Bills defense, and we try to keep our head focused on that.
You know, the first half, we didn't come out really truly that strong. You know, we came out and tried to finish out real strong. We got to make sure we do that throughout the whole game, all four quarters.
Well, what you're about to say isn't frustrating as far as us going out, starting the way we did. I mean, like I said, we came back with it. The loss is something that, you know, we definitely have to look at each other and like I said, make more plays. You know, don't sit here and get frustrated after this game. I mean, we lost, and it definitely hurts, but we got a lot of football left.
I know how our defense is, so I already know that we're able to do that. The encouraging thing is, you know, just seeing the offense and how they all have their heads up, even though we have, you know, lost in EJ, and Thaddeus came in there and did his thing, and everybody's confident in him, and he proved to everybody that we had nothing to worry about.
The Bengals wrapped up the yardage and scored three touchdowns in this game. They put 27 points on the board after scoring a total of one touchdown in their last two games combined. Obviously, with 10 games to go, the Buffalo defense is still very much a work in progress. With the Bills at Ralph Wilson Stadium, I'm John Murphy for Bills Focus.